This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time to be taken on a journey on the DJ Mac Travel Show, only on Plains FM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Douglas Mack, and this is the DJ Mack Travel Show on Plains FM 96.9. Okay, welcome to the show. This year, we went to the New Zealand Golden Guitar Awards, which was held in Gore, and it's held on the first weekend of June, on Queen's Birthday weekend, and it is country and western Golden Guitar Awards, obviously, as it sort of says. So, so it includes country, New Zealand Country Music Awards, the Matara Licensing Trust Songwriting Awards, various concerts and busking competitions. Every year for the last 44 years, Gore has hosted, and this event attracts artists from around the world and continues to grow in stature and popularity. Audience levels range from 5,000 and attendees in all sections and events totaling 700 competitors. Visitors to Gore leave with a fond memory of Southern hospitality and along with the locals just soaking up the country music atmosphere. This year, the festival begins with a walk-up concert at the Gore Country Music Club rooms on Longford Function Centre, and then continues with songwriting and the New Zealand Country Music Awards and the Country Album and Best Country Song Finals. So we didn't actually attend that part of the organisation, but that was basically happened on the Friday. We drove down from Christchurch on Friday itself and arrived at our accommodation on Friday afternoon or Friday evening. So some of this information is coming from the New Zealand Golden Guitar Awards website, and that can be found just by searching that on Google. So the New Zealand Golden Guitar Awards are held annually on Friday, Saturday and Sunday of Queen's Birthday weekend. On the Friday and the Saturday, Sunday, auditions are held in three venues, starting at approximately 8:15 every morning, and they're judged. So people have got to get through that part to get to the evening show. So there's junior and intermediate finals are held on Saturday night, and the senior finals night is on Sunday. So that's the big event. That's the one that the main event people win, the senior Golden Guitar Awards for New Zealand. So it is a professional show, and it is excellent to go and see if you're right into country music, obviously. And so that's what we did. So we drove down on Friday morning all the way to Gore, or to Matara, which is about 10 minutes south of Gore. In the past, we've stopped in Dunedin and then travelled the following day, which we would normally leave on a Thursday, but we now leave on Friday. And we have our accommodation is obviously all sorted, and we go straight to Matara, which is, like I said, about 10 to 20 minutes south of Gore. And it's a good place to stay, and so we were there for the whole period of time. So if you're going down, best idea is to organise your accommodation up front, because it is a very busy weekend. Otherwise, you'll be down in places like Invercargill and having to travel up to Gore every day to see the country and western music, the Golden Guitars. So Friday was our travel day. Saturday morning, relatively relaxed. On the Friday night, there is normally shows in the pubs around, or the hotels around the community around Gore. So as I said before, one of the main sponsors of the New Zealand Golden Guitar Awards is the Matara Licensing Trust, and they're the people that are in charge of a lot of the hotels around the area in Gore and Southland. So past winners and country and western enthusiasts and bands, they will play in their local hotels. So we had a local band playing in the Falls Hotel in Matara. It was called the Possum Pickers, and the place was full. So we listened for them for a little while, but because we'd had such a big day travelling, we listened to a little bit and for maybe for half an hour to an hour, and then we sort of wandered off back to our rooms for an early night, which is, I think we ended up being around about 10:30 sort of thing. So it was a really good. It was called the Music Roundup, and it was the main sponsor was the Matara Licensing Trust. So the next day, so Saturday, obviously was going to be the Junior Country Western, you know, Golden Guitar Awards auditions. So you can choose to go to this if you want to. It's an all-day thing, so you can come and go as you want to, if you need to, or however you want to do your day. We chose not to do that, and we went to what is called Freeze Your Bits Off, which is a busking competition in Gore. And it sort of starts around about at 11 a.m., and goes through to about 2 p.m. And it's very cold, obviously. And what you do is you just walk up and down the street and you've got different people. Some are competing, some are past people from Golden Guitar. And you just listen to what they're singing to, and it's quite a lovely atmosphere. Obviously, the shops are open of the main street of Gore. And yeah, grab yourself a coffee or a hot chocolate and keep warm. We had lunch in Gore as well, in the main street. And then at 2 p.m. is the truck parade, which is another part of the Golden Guitar Awards. It's just something different for the town to promote. And a lot of the local transport companies in Southland were there showing off their trucks and equipment as they drove down the main street. About 2 o'clock that started and went for about 45 minutes. And we decided then that we would return back to our motel room because we were off to the Junior Golden Guitar Awards that evening, which starts at 6:30. So we wanted to have a bit of downtime, relaxing, and also have something to eat and for dinner before we headed off to the show. So where were we staying? Well, we chose to stay at the Falls Hotel in Matara, which is, like I said, it's about 10 to 15, 20 minutes south of Gore. And the hosts there are Paul and Nancy. And like I said, the Falls Hotel is part of the Matara Licensing Trust. So we've stayed there for the last 4 years in a row. And it's a really good place to be, and it's got a lot going for it. Well, what we enjoy about it as well. So why do we like the Falls Hotel? Well, they're clean and warm rooms. They're not modern. It's not dated or such, but it's an older way of doing things. The hotel was probably built in the 1970s, and so the main bars are at the front of the building, and the back is like an accommodation wing with and has a selection of rooms with we have a shared kitchen and also a shared bathroom facilities, and then they also do have ensuite rooms as well. So yeah, and they're nice and warm. They're well warm, you know, and the bedding is good, and everything is we're really pleased with the place. And also that we can have our in-house meals here. So the main event is the Golden Guitar Awards. So we don't want to be losing time by travelling, trying to find a place to eat that then sort of takes too long to serve up our meals, and then we run late to the event that we're there for. So we normally organise with Paul and Nancy before we get started on what we're going to have. And what you should not be missing out on is the fish and chips, which is the Southland Blue Cod. There are two meal sizes. One meal is large and one is small. We go for the smaller meal. The large is very large, and probably wouldn't have to eat for a week after eating that one. And it also comes with a buffet salad bar, so you can help yourself to salads and so forth. Also, as an added bonus, if you're into bluff oysters, Queen's birthday, it's about maybe 2 weeks after the Bluff Oyster Festival, so there's plenty of oysters around, and they are in season, so you also giving the Falls Hotel's Bluff Oysters a good go is well and truly on the list. You shouldn't miss out on those. Of course, if you don't like them, you're not going to sell those. You're not going to have them, are you? So the other one is also, if you want to drive down to Bluff, you can actually buy fresh from the actual companies down there that are bringing them in off the straight. So there is a lot to do with the golden guitars if you choose not to do anything, if you don't want to do anything else other than just golden guitars. The Matara Licensing Trust songwriting seminar and workshops to writing nights. There's auditions on Friday the 1st of June, or the first Friday of the month. And then you have other sponsored events, and obviously Freeze Your Bits Off, which is on the main street of Gore. You've got on Saturday the auditions for all sections, and then on the night, on Saturday, you've got it starting at 6:30 is the New Zealand Golden Guitar Awards Intermediate and Junior Finals. And then on Sunday, they start the auditions for the senior selection only. So that moves you on, and you can sit and watch and listen to all of that, which is open to the public. I think you do have to pay some fees to get in, but most of it is, I think, free. Then you've got the showcase, which is also on Sunday, which is at the Gore Town and Country Stadium. And that's the previous award winners that go along to that. And it's quite interesting. It's nice, but it does make the day very long. Then you've got on the Sunday as well the New Zealand Golden Guitar Awards Senior Finals, which starts at 7:30, and that is in the same stadium. Everything is at the other than other function areas around town. The main event all happens at the Gore Town and Country Stadium. So that starts at 7:30, and the admission price is around $45. There can be an early bird pricing, but obviously you've got to get in, I think, 2 or 3 months beforehand. Children are $10. It's definitely well worth having a look at. There are two notable, maybe people know these names, two judges that I've heard of before. One was Anna Mack, who's no relation, and another person called Cam Luxton, who is the son of Donna, and Donna is married to Linda Topp. So that's the bit of country coming in through there on those two people. There were other judges as well, but they're not so, haven't heard of those names before. So if you're not so keen on spending all day and all evening at the Golden Guitar Awards, there is plenty of other things to do, and it's just a matter of just doing a bit of research and finding out what interests you in the Southland area. This is what we did, and what we've done in the past as well. So there is the Bill Richardson Transport World, and this is well worth a visit. There's cars, trucks, and machinery, and they're of all ages. So might be something your grandfather or grandparents had, or your parents had, or even something there that you've owned as well. It's well worth the visit, and you can sort of have a good little bit of an amble around, and you just probably take all day if you're really into it. Most of the time it takes most of the morning. There is a cafe there, and they do sell really good food and good value. There are a few knickknacks about the place. So the building is in design of Art Deco from the front, and then it's basically like big warehousing at the back with all the vehicles parked in lines, and you can just wander through and have a look through. There are some very interesting parts about the men's and women's toilets, and so definitely have a look at those. The men's toilet has a double mirrored window, so people can be standing at the urinal there, and they're looking out into the main display, and it can be a bit off-putting because you sort of think that maybe people can see in on you, but they can't. So anyway, it's definitely a quirky sort of toilet arrangement, both in the women's and in the men's. There's also the Motorcycle Mecca, which is down the main street. This is also part of the Bill Richardson Transport World Empire, and so that's also good value, and that's in the main street of Invercargill, so it's not on the same site as the Bill Richardson Transport World. There is also, if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, and depending on what the weather is like, it would be pretty cold, and there's also Dig This Invercargill, where you basically, there's different types of package deals you can do there, but you basically end up driving bulldozers and diggers, and you dig a hole and then you fill the hole in. So, and you can, there's stationary diggers there, where you can basically, you don't have to worry about driving it anywhere. It just sits and you just dig a hole. Or you can be driving a bulldozer or a digger and you have a person, an accompanied person from Dig This driving or sort of with you to make sure you don't sort of lose control of the equipment. If you're not into that type of thing, and or you just want to do some shopping or just have a look around, shopping in Invercargill basically has all the main high street stores, but there's one place that I quite enjoy going to, and probably something people might think I'm a bit crazy or a bit silly, but it's H&J Smith, which is a big department store in Southland. They actually have stores in Queenstown, Dunedin, Gore, Balclutha, and also in Invercargill. And sort of like the show, but not as probably as bad, but as Are You Being Served? So it's like a classic department store with an elevator or a lifts in the middle, escalators in the middle, and you go up and you've got all the individual departments. It is quite modern in a way, but it is a real, like, it's a nice department store sort of stuff. And if you head up to the top there, if you're wanting something to eat as well, there's the Copper Kettle Cafe, which is just a classic type department store sort of feel to it. And they have things like cheese rolls, which never had much of those in the North Island, and you don't really get many of them around here in Christchurch, but Southland definitely do a good point of making sure they're with a bit of butter on and toasted and heaps of cheese. It's really good. So, right, if you're not and want to sort of go for a bit of a drive around, we've got Bluff. So you drive down to Bluff and see the sign. It points in all sorts of different directions of how far away you are from Sydney and Auckland and Wellington and so forth. That's at Stirling Point. There's also the Bluff Hill Lookout, which is interesting on either a sunny day or a very windy day. You can see for miles, and if it's an interesting place to be. You know, you probably wouldn't want to spend too long there, but basically a good photo opportunity as well. Also, there's a drive out to Reefton, which this is well worth a visit as well. And you also get yourself down to Howells Point and Recreation Reserve. So that's okay too. It's just a small sort of coastal port sort of remains of a town, and it's quite quaint as well, a bit of a village. So there's also to the north of Gore, which is a place called Mandeville. So this place is also worth a visit. It's about 20 minutes north of Gore, and it's the Croydon Aviation Heritage Centre. There's also a cafe there if you want to have lunch, and that's the Moth Cafe. They have, they're also building a railway line there, and they have I'm not sure if the steam engine is going yet, but they're actually producing a bit of a railway line as well. And there is in the Croydon Aviation Heritage Centre, there's a number of aircraft that are all flyable, and that's worth a visit. It's it won't take up your whole day. It might take you about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, depending on how many questions you ask. But yeah, it's definitely worth a look around in the morning. So yeah. Lastly, on the sort of travelling around is the Catlins. So if you want to, so when we travelled, we had a off day on the Monday after the show, had a bit of a sleep in because the Golden Guitar Awards doesn't actually finish if you sit right through for the prize giving, won't actually finish until round about 12:30, 1 o'clock. So by the time you, and of course that will depend on how quickly the judges are going through their processes of deciding who's the winner and the runner-up and of all the categories. So once you get back to the motel room, you sort of want to have a bit of a sleep in. So we don't travel home until Tuesday. But if you did choose to start travelling home, the Catlins is well worth a look. So, and yeah, it's depending on how the weather is. Of course, it is the 1st of June, first weekend of June, and Queen's birthday is a bit notorious for rough and sort of interesting weather. So, but this weekend would have been perfect. The Queen's birthday weekend would have been perfect, other than it did snow on the Wednesday, but we left on the Tuesday, so we avoided that. But anyway, back to the Catlins. There is a number of interesting points to sort of search around the Catlins, but the main thing is Nugget Point. There is a lighthouse there, and you've got to walk to the lighthouse. You can't actually just drive right up to it. There's a bit of a car park and a bit of a area to walk up to, but it is worth a drive through. And so you come down from round about Invercargill Way and travel around the southern part of the coast, which will then bring you back up to Balclutha and on the way back to Dunedin, or depending on where you're heading to from there. Obviously, if you don't want to do the Catlins, you can head up towards up through Mandeville and up on into Queenstown and then go home that way if you choose to, or up through Alexandra and Cromwell. So, an interesting sort of place to be. Another place we actually did visit as well, which we did on the Sunday, was Lawrence, which is a lovely little gold mining town. It was about an hour and a half from Gore, I think it was, where it was pretty icy and pretty cold. And there was one part there where we went through some fog, and then we came out into this valley on the way into Lawrence, and there the trees all looked like they had blossoms on them, but they were just covered in frost, which was sort of all melting, and it was starting to fall away. So we had lunch there for the day and had a look around at some of the historical buildings, and then travelled back to Gore and once again, or Matara. And then we stayed, had dinner, and went off to the finals on Sunday night. So, yeah, there's the bit of a breakdown of the Golden Guitar Awards in Gore, in New Zealand. It's well worth a visit. And, if you're into country music and you're into sort of trying some different things on a Queen's birthday weekend, we suggest it would be a good thing to do. So if you like today's show and would like to hear it again, please go to plainsfm.org.nz and download the podcast by searching the DJ Mac Travel Show. Or if you would like more information and would like to talk to someone, maybe myself, then please call us on 0800 196633, and that's at Identity Tours here in Christchurch. Thank you and have a good week.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear, girl, I feel, girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Sun stops burning, we could worry about them. What if still the world stops turning, or I could kiss you? What if you like that? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Yeah, what if I just pull you close? What if?